Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
The Bible tells us that crucifixion was the form of capital punishment that the Romans used for, well, notorious criminals. It certainly was, as you might imagine, excruciatingly painful. And it was also humiliating and could last for several days. Prisoners were nailed and tied to the cross and left to die. Death usually came by suffocation when the weight of the weakened body made breathing more and more difficult. Jesus died as one who was cursed, Galatians 3:13. How amazing it is that the perfect man should die in this shameful death so that we might have eternal life, that we might not have to face eternal punishment. At the last judgment, even those who are condemned will certainly recognize the authority of Jesus and his right to rule. We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, picking it up in verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9, Paul the Apostle writing to the church in Philippi says, "Yet it was because of this that God raised him up to the heights of heaven," speaking of Jesus, "and gave him a name which is above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." Verse 11, "And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Now this is a powerful message, a powerful passage, one that reminds us of the inevitable outcome of all of this spiritual warfare that we endure on this earth. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 tells us that we are to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. However, gang, if you strive to place yourself out front and center and to try to demand your way, well, on the alternative, you will be humbled. Quite likely, it will not be pleasant. You will likely be shelved when it comes to service and leadership. However, if you do humble yourself, the Bible tells us we'll be exalted. And Jesus is the perfect example of this. God exalted him in at least part because Jesus humbled himself by becoming a slave to the point of death even for all of humanity. In my personal life, I have seen this play out repeatedly. Those who are pastors and leaders here in the church I pastor, they didn't find that position by pushing themselves and their agenda, by, you know, working the room as is done in the world. They got here through humble service to God, to kingdom, and to this church. And I think that's an often hard lesson for many of us. Those who reject this path I'm speaking will eventually leave their place in that church in search of a position somewhere else, somewhere where, you know, people will appreciate their talents and abilities. Of course, I then watch every time how they go out there only to do nothing. There are often those who will openly claim, you know, "I'm so much more of a leader than a follower." Well, I assure you that unless you are indeed first a follower, well, you're never going to be a leader in God's kingdom. And you certainly won't be one in this church. The choice we have is not if we will bow in humble submission, but gang, only when we will bow in humble submission. For those who find that humility now on this earth, well, they'll be saved through the cross of Christ. But those who do not, even if they attend church their whole life, gang, if they're moral and they do good deeds, they're only going to find themselves on their face one day in front of a resurrected Savior of mankind. But you know what? At that point, it's going to be too late to change any kind of judicial outcome. And if you go so far today as to believe you are a raving atheist, an avowed pagan, maybe even a committed humanist, I'm here to tell you today, the day will come that you will bow before him. You see, our acceptance of him, our acknowledgement of his being, or even our rejection of him, It doesn't change anything. It certainly doesn't change the reality of who and what he is. We can think that our decision and our beliefs actually change his status and change his position in the world, but it doesn't. It only changes his position in us. Because he is the one and only Savior of men. He is the Messiah of God and Creator. And every person who ever lived will one day acknowledge that fact. Now, men may ignore Christ's lordship here on this earth, in this life, but they will be compelled to acknowledge it in the thereafter. However, at that point, that's not going to result in their salvation. No. Sorry to say, subjugation is not reconciliation. It will, however, put an end to their pride and rebellion. Luke 9:23 reminds us, he said to all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.